Hi, we're happy to take your call. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi there. Do you speak English? Do you speak English?
I speak Big Fatty.
Oh, well, in that case.
Oh yes, I'm quite fluent in that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I was just wondering if you accepted returns. Perfect. Perfect. He's frozen. It's a great skit when he's unavailable. So
I'm right here.
Okay.
So but it worked. Okay. Just play the music.
I was getting ready to.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Man! Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For Monday. The 9th of December, 2024, in the very busy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who has probably driven 200 miles around town in the last 24 hours.
Oh.
Because I'm just that busy. Busy, busy, busy. Mr. Larry H. Bader spelled.
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh. Even when I clearly don't have enough time, but I am still doing the little show for him. He can't get it right. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. And joining me today is the hole in the head, the big dimp himself. It's Big Fatty, it everyone.
All right. Before we go any further.
Please.
There was a reason that I had that skip. And it is, you know, Nessa. It,
on your show several times this week, you just left giant gaps of silence?
Yes.
Okay. I just, okay.
That's where the music was supposed to play, and I didn't play it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, Nessa.
I absolutely adore and love Miss Nessa. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Nessa sends me a message over on the blue sky. You know, that's the butterfly.
Oh, did it just say hi?
No. Oh. It says, Big Fatty, I had a customer today whose last name was Vader. He legit said, that's Vader, V-E-D-E-R. I had to stifle my cackle.
Miss Nessa, the question for you, though, is, did you say, well, gosh, you must be related to my friend Larry Vader?
No, my response
Vader,
to
V-E-D-E-R.
Her. My response to her was, it must have been PNS Noah calling.
Probably was.
Mm-hmm. That's, it's scary how, things happen like that.
Well, you know, if Nessa hadn't unsubscribed, maybe she could have called that into the little show. No, so sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Well, Big Fatty, how was your week?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a busy week.
Correct. Oh.
Excuse me. Just lots going on. You know, I'm heading to Atlanta. On hump day, and
is that so?
Yes, and so I, you know, no, that's you. going around town.
Oh, I guess that could be me too. Well, that's just, it's called Hara is the sound, so.
Okay, never mind. All right. I thought that was the electric jalopy.
No, that's not the electric jalopy.
Okay. What was I saying?
You're going to Hatlanta on Wednesday.
Yes, I'm going to Hatlanta and, you know, to do the crema with the family. And to visit the hats. And anyway, so I had to get the crema goodies made.
Ooh.
You know, plus when I'm over there, when I arrive on hump day, that night, that's the 11th, is the Podcasters of America dinner.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. Yeah. At the Colonnade, exactly. So, had to, you know, lots going on.
Oof.
Lots going on. So, anyway, I'm just been busy.
I'm aware, y'all. My week was pure work. Long days. Y'all, nobody came to work this week except for two of us the entire week.
Oh.
Yeah, they were too busy to come to work. And so I just kept saying, I hope they took time off. Because, you know, if you say it out loud, someone's got to either say yes or no. And if the answer is no, then we'll file a complaint. And if the answer is yes, then so be it. But, you know.
What was the answer?
I don't know. Gosh, I don't know. And I was like, well, you know. And y'all, on Friday, that's F-R-I-D-A-Y Friday, y'all, by about 1 o'clock, I was the only one left. And I said, you know, like, I have a strict policy about not being here by myself.
Right. So, well, it's, you know, it's not safe.
It's not, as we've learned. And so, y'all, I went and locked the door. Y'all, about 20 minutes later, I got a phone call from the Orange Hat and said, there's so-and-so is there and needs to see so-and-so. I said, there ain't nobody here. And I'm not comfortable being in here with the door open by myself. Well, what do you mean no one's there? No one came to work, including you. Crickets, y'all. Crickets.
Hmm.
So that's how my week ended. So, y'all, I left about 4 o'clock once everybody else in the building was done. I said, well, certainly not going to be in the building by myself. And y'all, I locked her up and hoisted home. But, y'all, we've pulled a muscle in our we've
Uh-oh.
Entered our sciatica at the gymnatorium.
Nothing good comes out of the gym.
Nothing good comes out of the gymnatorium except for maybe a foot fungus. But I got up on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
were you in the park?
You know, it's funny. I was listening to Yacht Rock. But either way, y'all, I was, you know, on Saturdays, I kind of pick things up, take out the trash, just do a decluttery of the living space. And y'all, after we recorded the little show last week, I had pulled out the crema tree. Maybe I did it before the show. I don't remember. But y'all, I had put one ornament on it, so it had been sitting there. Because, you know, I left it to fluff a little bit because it had been in a box for 4 years. So I pulled her out and, y'all, Saturday morning, I was like, you know what? It's time to do it. So y'all, I got out all the cleaning supplies and I cleaned really good and, fluffed the limbs and plugged her. I can't decorate it plugged in. Do y'all have that problem? I think it's my cataracts, but y'all, it gives me the worst headache trying to do that. And so, but y'all, in order to get to the crema decorations, I had to clean out the storage closet because they were in the back. Y'all, I filled up the roll around bin that was completely empty when I started for the Vader family compound. Y'all, I had a bunch of shit of Big Mamas in there that was enormous shit, like cooler on wheels. Y'all loaded that up in the car, drove right over to Big Mama's and said, are you home? And he said, no, I'm in Atlanta on my way home. I'm in the Sky Club. I said, perfect. And he said, why? And I said, because that way I don't have to hear your talk back. So y'all backed up to his carport and just dumped all of it in his carport, came home, kept cleaning. we have like a bulk trash area here at the Vader family neighborhood. Y'all
right.
took a bunch of stuff up there. Y'all, I don't even know. Yeah, I still had the cat carriers from Bugaboo and Bugabat. Now, why I still had those, I don't know. But y'all got all that stuff ready to donate. Then got to the Crema decorations. And y'all, this is what I was afraid of.
Uh-oh.
I said, Crema is only 2.5-3 weeks away.
Well, it's 2 weeks from Wednesday.
Yeah, I said, there's absolutely no point in going decorating crazy. Because, y'all, I'm going to need to take it down. And so,
or you could just leave it up.
I mean, I could, because you know the Crema, like you have the Santa Claus cabinet. Well, I have the Crema house cabinet, which you probably don't know because you don't you've never been inside. Well, maybe once or twice you've been in the.
I've been in your house a couple of times,
but I have the Crema house cabinet. And y'all, normally I just leave the light turned off in there. At Crema, I plug it into the smart outlet that is there for some other things. And so, y'all, I rigged all that up. Y'all, then I just went down a rabbit hole of things I needed to do and clean and move. Y'all, I was up until 1 o'clock in the morning doing all that. Absolutely exhausted. But y'all, the Vader family compound looks great. But then I started all over again on Sunday. Sometimes on Sundays, I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but instead of having my coffees here at the Vader family compound, especially when it's cold, there is a Starbucks at the Tanger Outlet Mall.
Yes.
And it is, there's one closer to me, but it doesn't have any ambiance as far as sitting. And I mean, other than the homeless folks who, you know, hang out there like at Dr. Stone's Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
But y'all, So I went over there this morning, and y'all, the added benefit of that one is it has the complimentary electric vehicle charging.
So
while I was having my coffee and my little pastry, and y'all, I was actually moving some travel around. I decided to move the Lost Wages trip to my birthing day versus right before Crema. I was afraid I would get the COVID or something and get people sick. And my birthday is right after Crema. But y'all, I did that, and then I was off to lunch, and then I got my hairs cut, and then y'all, I was going to the gym, and this is where it all fell apart, and that is I was about to shit my pants.
Oh!
And so I had to go home, because that was the closest turl I could come up with, and I knew by coming home, it would just add a bunch of time to my day. So did that, and then, you know, got back out. I had to go to the Home Depot because I do not have power on one side of the Vader family compound. For whatever reason, none of these these units were built with power on the stairwell side. And I truthfully assume that's because the logistics of getting the Romex to that side, it would be very difficult just because of the way the layout of the room is. So anyway, y'all, I had bought this cable so that I could just have a little lamp over by my front door. So I did all that. And then I had to get some more Hue bulbs because some of them gone bad. And y'all, then I went to the gymnatorium, but I went to a new one up in the Duck Ditch. Now, this is also where it went south. Because y'all, I didn't know where it was. And so finally found it. It was not where the map said it was. Did all that. And then y'all, I was coming home and I was going to skip the Grocerarium. And in hindsight, I should have. But y'all, I needed some food, and I also needed some key things, like dishwasher pods. Y'all,
ooh.
I got in there, and...
excuse me.
We'll call him Larry.
Okay.
Y'all, he was smiling at me, and Larry was about 6'4", I would say South American, and clearly some sort of law enforcement person, and I know what it is now, but y'all, he was smiling. He's like, and I was like, oh, excuse me, hi, you know,
hey, Larry.
Well, and you know,
Mr. VEDR,
I was being friendly because, like, everyone in the Aldi knows me, right?
Was the Aldi, okay,
yeah. Well, and
I just assumed it was the Target, but anyway,
no, it's Aldi. And so, y'all, I got so distracted with him that I forgot half the shit that I needed. I mean, I got food, but did I get coffee? No. No. So am I completely out of coffee? Yes.
That's not good.
No. So it means I've got to go back to get coffee somewhere tonight. But y'all, I was walking around the store, and, you know, I bumped into him a few more times. Because he obviously did not shop there, so he was going the wrong way. There is a very much a clear path to how you navigate the Aldi if you've ever been to one.
Absolutely.
And if you don't go that way, you're in the way. And so we kept bumping into each other. He was with his roommate, clearly. Y'all, I was a little perplexed because I was like, this is a lot of man, and I am old and fat. And also, like, he is probably 15 to 18 years younger than me. And that is not our type. And so, with one exception. And so, y'all, nothing came of it. Checked out. I didn't have much, so I didn't have to do the dance with the cart. So I just threw my stuff in the bag and put the cart away, went to the car. And y'all, I was opening the trunk and moving stuff around because I had bought some carpets and some rugs and stuff that were still in there yesterday. And y'all, he walks up and he's like, hi, I just want to introduce myself. And I was like, are you going to arrest me? Because y'all, I really... This is what I was texting Big Fatty. I'm like, I'm going to be a little late.
Okay.
Yes. And he was like, what? And I was like, well, can I help you? And he kind of like, you know, stood back. Because like, y'all, we're not stupid. And I assumed he was either SLED, which is the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, which is kind of like... I don't know how to explain them, but they're above the police.
It's the state police.
Right. It's the state police. They're above your local police. Or he was a game warden, which is what I was hoping. Or something, someone with DNR, because they wear the same tactical pants. Don't ask how I know these things. And y'all, but he just had on like a black shirt, which was saying, so anyway, whatever. And I was like, yeah. And he introduced himself again and, you know, obviously his name was Larry. And I was like, me too. Y'all was chatting and he was like, well, I just thought you were really handsome. And I was like, oh, and y'all, Mr. Vader does not know what to say in that situation. But I recovered and y'all, I was like, yeah, I was like, thank you so much. You know, I was like, I mean, obviously so are you, but I was like,
Did you tell him that?
I did. And I said, okay. Do you live here? And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, I didn't know if you were at FLETC, which is the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. It's nearby, the Aldi. And sometimes those guys are here for, you know, 6, 8, 12 weeks. So they go to the grocerarium. You see them at Target a lot. And he was like, oh, well, yeah, I live here, but I am at FLETC. And I was like, oh, okay, gotcha. And I was like, where do you live? And he was like, well, you know, here and there. And I was like, I see. Anyway, y'all, he gave me his cellular telephonic device number. Probably not going to call him. But it was, y'all, I was all for Klimt. And then it was very awkward. And he thought it was awkward, too. And, you know, I got in the jalopy and, y'all, I don't know what happened in the 20 minutes I was in Aldi and the 15 I was standing in the parking lot talking to Hot Lair. But y'all, the floodgates of hell opened and every Karen in her giant SUV appeared in that parking lot and was trying to exit and turn left at the one single light. And y'all, I sat. All fine. I needed to make one more stop, but I didn't. And y'all, it's this has all been so awkward. And I look up when I finally get in the lane, you know, I'm turning left and there's cars in the right lane turning right. And they're sitting, he and his roommate are in the car beside me. So then it was like, hi. By the time I got home, I was exhausted. And so I said, Beck Fatty, 2 minutes, because if we don't record now, I'm probably going to have to take a nip a nap. Because... I'm going
to
go put
there may have to be pumping.
Oh, well, y'all, there was pumping at Old Coal Miners Weekend. So, yeah, I'm about to go put some, I'm about to go put some Bengay on my sore sciatic nerve. Ooh, it is. She's acting up. So that's been my weekend. Sorry for the long story, everybody. But I was trying to get to the Hot Larry story because I was so distracted. But y'all, this happened. What? I can't read the time. What time is it as we record this? What is that, 35 after the hour?
5:36.
36. Y'all, this happened 38 minutes ago. So, yeah, this is, it's fresh.
So, by his roommate.
No, it was really his roommate.
Now, how do you know that?
Because it was his roommate. He was kind of chonky, but he was very much straight in the gamer kid and smelled really bad. So, yeah. They were just doing their grocery shopping.
Oh, they were both there together.
Yeah. They were there together. And, like, I saw them paying, and Hot Lair, like, gave $20 or whatever, and then the other guy used his card for the rest of it. So they were just splitting their grocerariums. So, yeah.
But only Hot Lair came over to speak to you.
Correct. The young one, or, I mean, the other one may not be young. I don't know. Y'all, he had jar-like hair, but it was curly, the young one, and it was greasy. And so, well, previous jar-like hair. Currently, the jar does not have hair. But,
yeah, it does.
Well, not flowing locks.
No.
Or he didn't last time I saw him. But it was, y'all, it's been a weekend, and I've still got doings here at the Vader family compound for the week.
Well, somebody's got to be doing some big doings.
Well, I mean, if someone's not. Speaking of big doings, y'all, I've got an update.
He's got a...
Y'all, I've got a bacon update.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Miss Bacon is in the Orlandos.
Right.
Which I think a lot of people probably know because she's not kept that a secret, y'all. She's there with her middle child and his special friend.
Loki.
And Smelly is there as well. Smelly flew in.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. And Smelly's there. He flew in for the, week, I don't know. But y'all, Miss Bacon... Y'all, she is not in a good place.
Oh?
Yeah, she thought she was going to Florida, and I guess she didn't bother checking the weather to see that we had the Arctic cold front moving across the southeast. And even, y'all, Orlando does not, it doesn't freeze really in Orlando, but it'll get down into the 40s.
One of the coldest places I've ever been was in January at Rat World.
Correct. And part of that is I understand that you're outside, right? And you're, so even if it's not super cold, you're just out in it for so long that your body temperature drops. But y'all, the only thing she packed were shorts and t-shirts.
What?
And so, y'all, she was going on and on about how cold she was, and she didn't have the right clothes. Now, I happen to know where Middle Bacon lives.
Mm-hmm.
Know very well. Y'all, it's about a quarter of a mile from one of the best malls on the East Coast. That has a Bloomingdale's and a Macy's, as well as every other chain store you could
think of. Is that right there at the Holy Land?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He lives right down the street from the former Holy Land Experience. But y'all, in true Bacon fashion, she was just going to freeze to death. So y'all, if we never hear from Mrs. Bacon again, now you know why.
Well, be frozen bacon.
Right. And you know, who likes to freeze their bacon? We like crispy bacon.
I freeze my bacon until I'm ready to cook it.
Oh, well, Miss Bacon is ready to be cooked.
Oh, okay.
So, speaking of cooked...
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that about time. The time to for Big Fatty to give me the names of some folks born on this day. Sorry, I just realized I had content I forgot about earlier. He's going to give me the name of people born on this day. Y'all, I'm going to have to educate you on who they are and why you know them. And then I have to guess if they're dead or alive. Let's do it, Big Fatty.
All right. Kirsten Gillibrand.
Ooh. Kirsten Gillibrand. Y'all, Kirsten Gillibrand is alive. Y'all, you would probably know her. She was the assistant. She was an actress, but she played the assistant on the Heart to Heart murder mysteries, and I cannot remember her character there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kirsten Gillibrand is indeed alive, and she's an American attorney and a senator from New York.
Which is quite impressive that she was on TV back in the 80s like that.
It really is. So
70s. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Simon Helberg.
Simon Helberg. Y'all, he is dead as a doornail. He founded the Helzberg Diamonds empire that you probably saw the ads for during this Crema time, you know?
Every kiss begins with K. Mm. Simon Helberg is indeed alive, and he was on The Big Bang Theory.
Never
so, mm-hmm. you know, that's the one where his mother was always yelling at him. Ah. So, all right, John Milton.
John Milton, dead as a doornail.
Yes.
Yeah, again, you're getting good at these. Y'all, John Milton is, you would have known him from the Milton Bradley gaming empire.
John Milton is indeed dead. He was an English poet and Puritan and wrote Paradise Lost, which I know you read in college.
I read that in high school. Anyway,
let's see here. The next one is...
we're out of music.
Buck Henry.
Buck Henry got to be dead. Y'all, Buck Henry was he was an actor. And way back in the day, post-silent movies, but not much. So, y'all, he was in the Westerns.
Buck Henry, he is indeed dead. And he was an award-winning screenwriter and director. And he was the first person to host Saturday Night Live 10 times.
Huh.
So, anyway. All right, do we have time for one more?
One more. We can squeeze one more in.
Very, very appropriate one. Margaret Hamilton.
Ooh, Marge. Margaret Hamilton is dead. Long dead. And y'all, she was pretty simple. She was the wife of John Hamilton, the founding father of this here country.
Yeah. Yeah, good old John Hamilton. They made a rap.
They did.
Musical about him.
Oh yeah,
John Hamilton.
John Hamilton. Mm-hmm.
John Hamilton. Margaret Hamilton is indeed dead, and she was an American actress and was the Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz, which is very timely since we've got Wicked out there right now. Elphaba before she was Elphaba.
Ah, yeah, before they gave her a name, or at least on the big screen. I never read the book because
you know, and from what I understand. She was green with envy.
Oh,
Of Idina Menzel. Judy Garland.
Oh,
dear Cussy. So yeah, and you know she was also Cora on the Maxwell House coffee commercials.
Well, no, I was not alive for that, but there you go, Y'all
all right.
So Auntie M.
No, that was Dorothy.
Hi, y'all, my phone is blowing up.
What you got going this week?
Y'all, last week at the coal mine for the year, very excited. Don't know what I'm going to be doing for the 2.5 weeks after that, but I'll find something.
Well, we know what you're not going to be doing.
LAX.
Anyway, right. You know, a lot of games out there, especially at college.
It's true. Y'all, they're just looking to steal from me.
You know, I'm wondering, hadn't heard anything about Father Knows Best Home for Christmas this year. Have you?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Speaking of Margaret Hamilton, Margaret, I'm home. Jim.